Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. We're being joined by our friend attorney, Ron Drescher, and he wants to talk with us about convenience bankruptcy. How are you doing today? Welcome back to This Needs to Be Said.
I'm doing great. I always enjoy coming back here and speaking with you.
Awesome. Did I get that name right, convenience bankruptcy?
Convenience bankruptcy. I was trying to think of a catchier phrase, but really that says it all.
All right, well, tell us about this.
In the old days, if you wanted legal help, you found an attorney, you took a half day off from work, you made an appointment at the attorney's office, and you went in, saw the attorney. Then what happened is you spent an hour deciding whether or not, you know, the attorney was going to be able to solve your problem. Then you had repeated visits to the attorney's office to go through your paperwork, collect your facts and documents, sign legal matters, and proceed. Then maybe you had another meeting at the attorney's office to look at the final versions of the documents, to give them your blessing, to execute them, and then the attorney does what the attorney is required to do. And that puts you in the position of filing a bankruptcy case. So you've seen the attorney and been in his office three times. Now, these days, you just can't afford to do that. People are working hard. They're occupied from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m., and it's become a real burden for many people to go see the attorney when they have to work so hard. Another problem is most people are looking for lawyers on the Internet these days. And maybe you're located in Anne Arundel County, and you see an attorney in Pikesville that's got 113 five-star reviews, and you really want to work with that attorney. But for you to get up to Pikesville from Anne Arundel County, it's 45 minutes to an hour each way, and that's a burden. So then you're going to take your risk on another attorney that may or may not be qualified and give you the confidence that you would want in a lawyer. So that's a second problem. Or, you know what, maybe you're disabled. Maybe you work crazy hours. Maybe you just can't get out of the house. Maybe you don't have a car. Maybe you're a person. And really do a lawyer's office to see if you can have your financial problems resolved. So for all those people, I have a program. And that program is convenience bankruptcy. And what we do in convenience bankruptcy is first, we do the initial consult over the phone. And I collect the data that I need. We find out what your goals are. We lay out options that I think will solve your problem. And if you decide you want to move forward with our firm, we can collect the payments over the phone with a debit card. We can set you up, if you want, with a payment plan that tracks automatically from your debit card. We mail out a binder. We do things either over email, but what I'm discovering as we get deeper into the 21st century is that more people yearn for, you know, pieces of paper that they can fill out. Or even a kind of a better way to put at it is choice. Some people want to have a binder with all their papers in it that they can refer to and put on a shelf. Other people are more than happy getting documents sent to them by fax or email and then leaving them in a special folder in their Dropbox or their Google Drive. And we work either way. However you want to work, we're happy to work with you in that regard. Then what happens is you work through the papers. We have five different ways for clients to send us documents. They can send them by email. They can send them by fax. They can drop them off at the phone, at the office. They can upload them. Or we actually have returned self-addressed stamped envelopes that they can dump their tax returns and their pay stubs and their bank statements and mail them into our office. So then we work up their documents. We send them to them. They sign them. They can scan them. They can take a picture of them. They can fax them so that we have their signatures on them. We upload them to the internet, and they have one public appearance. I wish there was a way that I could get them out of that, but you have to appear physically in front of your bankruptcy trustee to answer that person's questions about your finances. And of course, we send an attorney with you to protect you and to make sure that everything goes the way we expect it to go. But that's the only time you need to leave your house as part of the entire bankruptcy process. And we're proud and excited about this program because it's enabling us to reach a lot more people than we used to be able to reach. And we're offering a program that I think really helps people who just can't get out of their house or take the time off from work to meet with the bankruptcy lawyer.
That's amazing. I think, and you just said something that was very powerful. The person already has to, you know, go through this perceived difficult time. It's definitely a lot of work to reset your course when things don't seem to work out the way you want to. But then you got to take time out from work, which would seem to add injury to insult. So amazing. So what did you see, Ron, in your practice? Or what did you see as you were reaching out to people or people were contacting you about bankruptcy that made this process come about?
Well, we have a system in my office. We have wonderful, compassionate women who reach out to prospective clients who are in trouble or who answer the phone when people call our office, and they, you know, try to gather as much of information as they can, and they schedule the appointments. And they were having a hard time scheduling appointments for many people because of the reasons that I laid out earlier. They were far away, or they were disabled, or they didn't have a working vehicle, or their work hours just didn't work. And it was a little frustrating for us. And then I said, wait a second. Instead of complaining about a problem, why don't we reorient ourselves so that we can serve this population and turn this problem into an opportunity? And that's really what spurred us on to offer this to our clients.
That is great insight. It's interesting. I want to ask, I did ask a business question. We talk with you a lot about bankruptcy when you come on the show. But even as a bankruptcy attorney, you're in business, and you all did a bit of market research, and now you're able to offer a program that basically helps people say yes to resetting their lives. So kudos for that, but I wanted to bring that out to the This Needs to Be Said audience, because every business, no matter what kind of business you are, what kind of business you run, you need to be flexible and look at opportunities to better serve your audience, and you all did that. How can people get in touch with you to find out more about Convenience Bankruptcy?
They can pick up the phone and call 443-438-1966. They can go on our website, www.dreschlaw.com. That's DreschlaW.com. And you know, if you're not really sure if you're quite ready to jump into the pool and you just kind of want to, you know, dip your foot into the water to see how it feels, you know, people can feel free to order a free copy of my book, File Bankruptcy and Get Rich. And if you call in and say, I want to get a copy of that book, we'll mail you a copy of it and give you the opportunity to get an idea about whether bankruptcy is the solution to your problem.
Awesome. Ron, thank you again for coming on This Needs to Be Said and sharing with us what you do and the compassion in which you do it with. And until next time, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for having me, Catherine. I always enjoy it.
Awesome.